From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and venue gods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Fear, rooster bone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with thy grace resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrine without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka-Ane Brahma-Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage, with her tret and piss sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was sayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, live ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon Aura's guardian's assembly, shaking, frowning with her hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most was shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she misreath ablaze, like he undending fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her received letter of the shapeless syllable whom Vatha Santu shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-like moon of Deva-like form, with white-spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Jososo spirit Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. So the prayer of the benefits is on page 119. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Would anyone want to do these short praises in Tibetan? If you do, it's on page 198. If you do this single verse it's the equivalent of saying all the 21, all of the praises. 198? Mm-hmm. Received directly from Aryatara by the great teacher, Joe Atisha, for the swift collection of meritorious energy. So if he could do that, probably Geshe-la will come before we finish. But I thought if we could do 21 of those, that would be nice. Om Shonde De Mala Modra Mala Cha Tse Lo Cha Tse Drama Tare Pe Mo Tu Tara Yi Ji Kun Tse Ma Tu Re De Na Chan Te Te Ma So Ha Yi Gyo Tse La Rab Tu Om Shonde De Mala Modra Mala Cha Tse Lo Chak so doma tare pelmo, tu tara iji kun selma, tu re drena tanche tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so doma tare pelmo, tu tara iji kun selma, tu re drena tanche tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chao so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chao so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chao tse drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chao so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chao so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chao so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, chak so drama tare pelmo, tu tara ishi kun selma, tu re drena chante tema, so ha yi gerche la rabdu. Om chonde de mala modra mala cha tse lo, Chakso de matare pelmo, tutara ijikun sema, ture de natanche tema, soha yigirche la rabdu. Om chonde de malama de malacha celo. Chakso de matare pelmo, tutara ijikun sema, ture de natanche tema, soha yigirche la rabdu. Om chonde de malamo de malacha celo. Chakso de matare pelmo, tutara ijikun sema, ture de natanche tema, soha yigirche la rabdu. Om chonde de malamo de malacha celo. Chakso de matare pelmo, tutara ijikun sema, ture de natanche tema, soha yigirche la rabdu. Om chonde de malamo de malacha celo. Chakso de matare pelmo, tutara ijikun sema, ture de natanche tema, soha yigirche la rabdu. Om chonde de malamo de malacha celo. Chakso de matare pelmo, tutara ijikun sema, ture de natanche tema, soha yigirche la rabdu. And then we can say the prayer of the benefits again on page 190. I don't think we have the Tibetan one in this book. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, let's turn to page 37 in the Gold Essential Prayer Book. Page 27. And we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer.
Gosum gupe gone chaselo, ne sham yi tu chertim malubu, tome ne sa di tun tam che shag, ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong. Korwa ma tom ba du le june, ro la che ki ko lo korwa dam. Da shen gen an jan chu chen po no.
Now turn to page 97 in the same book. 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page.
Sa ji per ki shu shi.
Oh, Lord. Good evening. Oh, yeah. Where? Yeah.
Perfection of patience.
Oh.
LC 103 on page
157. So now today the explanation on the perfection of patience or meditation, how to do meditation on patience, okay, or maybe how to practice patience. So, did I read this? I think last Wednesday, I did read a little bit of patience or no?
We started on patience. The guest list that you said you would start this week on how to do the review meditation on the downside of anger.
Oh. So if you are, you know, doing meditation on patience or practicing patience combined with the Guru Puja, so then you maintain all the visualizations, so all the visual same, that applies to all the rest of the, all the professions, okay? So Bala loves us to know how to practice patience, so. So then maintain that visualization. So I'm assuming that you already know that visualization. So basically refer to the merit field. Merit field. Okay, merit field. Group of the merit field. So then right after that you set up, you know, positive intentions, because as I mentioned many times, you know, Mayana practice, then you set up positive intentions before any spiritual activities that you do, so you set up positive intentions. Oh. So may I attain quickly, fully enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. Oh. So wonderful intentions, wonderful motivation. So may I achieve fully enlightenment quickly as possible in order to benefit all mother sentient beings, so not just my friend, my, you know, neighbors, my relatives, all the living beings, that's like amazing, you know, quite amazing, you know, all living beings. So, this is very, very powerful. Not just that, also that's the source of all the happiness. Happiness all comes from cherishing others. You know, all the happiness comes from cherishing others. So, three types of patience, you know, three types of patience. So therefore, I'm going to do, you know, practice of three types of patience. So, first one is like, how to say in English?
Remaining calm in the face of, it said of your attackers, but last time you said something else.
Yeah, attacker sounds like dramatic, not attacker. People who harm you, you know, people who harm you. That patient is well known, you know, everybody, you know, talks about patient, that refers to mainly refers to that. Then like last two patients, you know, you don't hear much about those two types of patients. The first one is like,
Developing
patience
of disregarding harm to you.
So like if somebody's harming you, so you don't harm them back. So you practice patience, you know. Has to have some reason, otherwise it's much easier said than done. Easier said than done, you know. So what have you got to me? There's no practice like patience. Even though there's many, many different types of practice, but there's no such a powerful practice like patience. There are many, many like destructive emotions that we possess, but anger is the most destructive emotion, you know, emotions, anger, you know. Shedantavi Dibame Svabhatavi Katumes Shalideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Shedantavi Dibame, there's no destructive emotion like anger. Even though there are many, many different types of destructive, you know, emotion that we have, like jealousy, pride, arrogance, all of that, but anger is the most, destructive one, okay? Svatavi katume, katu means katu, reverse to practice. There's no practice like patience, so. Teve, therefore, srila nendentu naso suji gombarchas is not here, it's the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Therefore, practice patience from all kind of ways, not just reading a book, no, all kind of ways need to practice patience. Shedang sumu same channels in same books, no, Shani Devas. Shedang, anger, sumu, pain. Anger is pain. Same channel, if you harbor that pain, you will not experience mental happiness at all. There will be no physical comfort, there will be no mental comfort. Not able to sleep. Damages, you lose able to judge. You can't judge. You lose ability to, you know, to make good judgment, you lose that. Damages. Is not here, that's the Guide to the same chapter number 6. There's like dense information how to practice patience. So in that chapter number 6, there's many, many information there. We have desire to want something, we have desire to don't want something. We have two types of desire, you and everybody. You help, I help, everybody help. Medicha Dubai Kejepali Junjurba, so there are some kind of like obstacles taking place between your desire and goal. Oh, Medicha Dubai, so Medicha Devara, so when you go to Costco, you want to see short line. Unfortunately, there's no short line. Line is very long. And the shopping cart is not small, it's like huge. So then, you want to go out quickly. There's a desire to want to do something, you want to get out quickly. Look around, every line is long and everybody's filled with their shopping cart. We usually don't think, oh, that's great, you know, people have money to buy things, wonderful. We don't think like that. We think, oh, why everybody's here? Don't they have to go to work? So I thought, no, weekday is much better, less crowd, but it turns out it's the same. So then, you know, always like, we don't say, okay, I'm going to, you know, think something good. We don't say that, you know. So then there's like some kind of obstacles taking between you and your desire to get out quickly. Oh, Midyachana Devai Kejepale Junjuba Yimideve Se Nye Ne. So there's obstacles, there's a fuel, there's a fuel for anger, or dissatisfaction. Shendante. Then what people usually, generally speaking, what we do, we rely on anger. That's how we fuel anger, you know. Da Jomso. Then yourself is destroyed. Yourself is destroyed. There's no happiness. There's no physical comfort. There's no mental comfort. It's all destroyed. So the other way of saying is like, you know, it's not in the guide of the way of life. So I like, it's like holding a fireball, then hoping that somebody's going to get burned. Same like that. Shadasimu, same jana, yinishiva. Even shadante, the Shendante is heavily rely on anger, da, yourself, jom is destroyed, destroyed, finish. So that's how one way to meditate, you know, on patience, benefit of patience, and the downside of anger, rely on some instructions, you know. In this case, these instructions that I just shared with you is like composed by Shantideva, one of the Indian master, great master. And he wrote this book, Guide to Buddhism, Way of Life, and for like a 4th century or long, long, many, many, many centuries ago. Oh, yeah. So, Nujala Chimi Nyambe Seba. Dunga Thangle Nye Seba. So now the second one, accepting difficulties. Accepting difficulties. How they sound?
The patience of accepting suffering.
Accepting. So one thing, there's, you know, whenever you see word suffering, doesn't mean pain. No, suffering does not, in Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain. Suffering means complications. Complications, all kinds of complications. Oh, all kinds of complications. Oh, that's a part of the samsara, you know. So everything, you know, comes with the complications, you know. House, the body, the clothes, the friends, family. Everything comes with complications. So that's the nature of samsara. Nujala chimini dunga thangling is about accepting difficulties. Accepting difficulties. Dungao. Thuka. In Sanskrit the word is called thuka. Dungao. It's like, difficulties, complications. Or you can say suffering, but doesn't mean pain. Doesn't mean pain. So challenges but that requires to have deeper understanding of karma. Without that, you know, that's not going to happen. You know, accepting difficulty is not going to happen. Without deeper understanding of causality, law of causality. not just accepting difficulty, but, you know, that transforming that difficulty into something that will lead better place. You know, it's not just accepting difficulty, then doing nothing. It's not like that. Accepting difficulty, then transforming that into something that will lead you to some, you know, better place. Oh, better place. Oh. Dunga tangli jisoba. Dunga tangli soya. If you are very, very resentful towards heat, will that eliminate heat? No. If that eliminates heat, that makes sense. Then you can be very resentful. That's one way to get rid of heat, but that's not what's going to happen. Before that, accepting difficulties, before that, there's a couple of steps. Of course, one's like resentful, you know. it requires some deeper understanding of law, causality, or karma. Without that, accepting difficulty, it's just become word, mere word, mere word, you know. It's just here. It's just mere word. So in my monastery, back in my monastery in South India, so we have class outside. Now we have roof. No, so before, like during early 70s and 80s, there's no roof. There's because they just escaped. They just came to India from Tibet. You know, they are just chased away by Chinese communist government, and they are refugee in India. So they have really nothing there. You know, they have very little facilities. So they're primarily, you know, all the classes outside. There's no classroom. There's no classroom. All the classes taken outside. In the summertime, there's no air conditions. You know, very, very hot outside. So when you sit there, you know, it's like the heat is unbearable heat. If you manage to think something different, think something different, you know. Eventually you feel like you don't mind sitting there because you think in your mind it's like something meaningful, you know, for you is something meaningful rather than just sitting there, you know, or feeling miserable, you know. So no choice. You have to sit there a couple of hours, you know, till class finishes. So then, you know, there's some kind of mental exercise you can do, then you don't mind sitting there. Or there's like kind of example of, you know, accepting difficulties based on understanding of law of causality, so, or karma, what you call karma. Then the third one,
they translate it as the patience to gain assurance in the Dharma.
Whenever you heard word patience, it meant tolerance towards some difficulties. So, you know, so it's very like spiritual development. It requires some practice. Without practice, nothing can be accomplished. Nothing can be accomplished. So, sitting like this is not, it's hard. It's hard. If you're sitting like this, like a couple of hours, it's hard. So, able to bear hardship when it's come down, spiritual practice, able to bear hardship. Happy to sit, you know, happy to sit, even though there's some pain here, there. Oh, this is worthwhile. This is like very, very important cause, you know, like Chulanga Singha Seva said, almost every religion, the major religion, has some form of practice, like like, for example, like Tibet, you know, from Eastern Tibet, the people do full-length prostrations, all the way from Eastern Tibet to Central Tibet. It takes 3 months. They never leave any ground. They just prostrate all the way. It takes 3 and 4 or 6 months. I'm not sure, like, long time. So it's not easy, but it's hardship. But mind is happy. Physically, it's hardship, but in the mind, is happy, you know. Happy, like, mind is happy mind, but physically it's hard. So, doing pilgrimage, mm-hmm. pilgrimage, you know, like, so, recently I also went to 1 week pilgrimage last November, October, in remote side of Nepal. Physically it's very hard, you know, like, 5 people packed with all this luggage to eat, you know, all for happiness, to eat, for snack and to drink something, do something, to chew, all for happiness, packed in the back, and the back seat, there's 5 people packed, whole week. So the driver is looking for happiness. The passenger is also looking for happiness. Everybody is looking for happiness. Everybody is looking for happiness. So including myself and all the tourists, you know, who's hiking there, group of them hiking middle of nowhere. So they are just walking. I'm not sure what they're doing. They're just, you know, walking, like some of them been walking. Some of them been walking 15 days. So I had I have certain place to go to see, visit, you know, there's some holy site. That's where I go, you know. And I saw this, you know, all this group of tourists from America, from Europe, covered with dust from head to toe. You know, but everybody, they're also looking for happiness. So, you know, so then it's hot. There's, they call road, is just mainly infused by mind. Is there's no really road. And all day long, 6 hours, like this and that, like that, like that. And like, not able to move inside, outside, all the cars, like dust, filled with dust. No air condition, no heat, no wind, is very strong. So, you know, it's very important to keep your mind straight, keep your mind on the path, you know, so there's like 80,000 different ways of, you know, different ways that we distort our happiness. There's not just one, 84,000 different ways how we destroy our happiness. water is not good, you know, there's so cold, there's no hot water, there is no hot water at all, there's no hot water. There's not much choice in the meal. Rice lander, that's it. And you end up sleeping in somebody's house. No hot water. And you look up, the ceiling is not like this. It's like all that you see, all the wood. Not just that. Dirt, grass, like no mosquito. Fortunately, no mosquito, but spider. And so cold, very, very cold, all mud. There's the hotel. So then able to bear hardship, you know. So it's very important. My point is, you know, patience is really, really, you know, like, important part of practice that we all should know. Chola Nyesimbe Sevabhaji, so then, you know, like, person who run the hotel, they are also looking for happiness. Person who is cooking, They're also looking for happiness. Person who is serving you food, they're also looking for happiness. Oh, everybody looking for happiness. Also, that you of course, as a human being, so as I said, we have two types of desires. One to think, maybe I'm going to order this bread. Maybe it looks sounds good.
Yeah.
You order the bread when it comes on your table. It's not like the way you think. It's something else. So then you kind of just shouted for the service or the busboy,
waiter,
and he didn't make the bread. And he goes into the kitchen and go back and forth and back and go find that you're eating that bread, same bread. Not much change. At the same time, you lose all your peace of mind and you can't enjoy the bread. And then not able to smile. People around you, they're kind of like, they can just smile because somebody's angry. You can't laugh because somebody's angry. You see every day how we lose our happiness every day, So, then the room is not good, then you kind of go to the person who runs the restaurant, and you kind of shout at him, then you think that's the way to get something better, but nobody appreciates that. When you scream, nobody likes to scream, so then people don't appreciate. And you not much change as you eat at the same hotel. So, it's hard, it's not easy, it's hard, but we cannot give up. If we are seeking for happiness, we cannot give up. Patience will bring happiness. Anger will destroy every moment of happiness will be completely destroyed. When you get angry, you are finished, You destroy yourself completely. You destroy yourself. So that's how you practice patience, thinking the downside of anger, thinking the benefit of patience. So now the question is, when we should practice patience, when? The question is when? Totang, nimichi, the chivis, totang, so belly's full, weather's kind of sunny. Then you appear as a wonderful practitioner, You appear very calm, very peaceful. When your stomach's a little bit hungry, the weather's kind of nasty, somebody's making noise. Then, less practice, there's no practice. So, need to think, daily basis, not just once in a while you think about patience, then you forget, no. This is all mental quality has to develop by thinking again and again. With patience, your life will be better off. With anger, life is not going to be good. Health is not going to be good. So need to think as a human. We have this marvelous brain. We can think. We can improve. We don't have to get angry. We can practice. There's choice. We can practice patience. Think, not just think, think very precisely the benefit of patience and the downside of anger. Think very precisely. Leba samne towa chimbu gone goma shikwebe so. Leba samne towa chimbu happy. No, not just, I have to practice patience. Nobody has to have practice patience. Nobody said. They say if you practice patience, there's a lot of beneficial. You get benefit. Whether you practice or not is totally up to you. No, we don't have to practice. Labor something, towards him, we're going to, with, full of joy, with, happily. Practicing patience. So, towards you, that's how you meditate on patience with happy mind. Not like, I have to meditate. No, we don't have to meditate. It's totally up to us. We don't have to meditate. That severe pain is not the benefit of patient. Severe pain is not the benefit of patient here. Negos of dendrite, chevarchen dance. No. If you worry, oh, what's going to happen? If something goes on when this life ceases, if something goes on, if you're wondering, oh, maybe you worry, no? When you practice patience, it's going to be something good, something good, something high, no? High rebirth. No? Then tell us, sukh samas. Not just that, then, you know, physically you become kind of like, how do you say, good looking. No? Means, when people look at you, people just like you. It's not much of a physical, you know. When you think clearly, when people get angry, even though you are very handsome, very beautiful, when you get angry, there's no beauty. If that's the case, if you practice patience, it will produce something that, you know, physical appearances that attracts people. Oh, survey dangdes, oh. It's a temporary benefit, it's a higher rebirth, and like, you know, physically attractive, so, riktova. So now in America, you know, how is it, caste system, caste? Nobody really cares. But places like India, Nepal, still, they do care, you know. When the Buddha was born in India, at that time, the caste system is very important, But here, people are very educated. They don't talk about caste, do they? I don't think so.
No, they talk about class.
Oh, it's kind of, there's a modern vision of caste.
Yeah.
Class.
Rigid, but yeah, they're class, but not caste.
Like you have like what class? Elementary class. What class?
Lower class, middle class.
That's based on how much money you make?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And lineage and parenthood.
So good thing that you hear, you don't talk about caste. You know, caste system doesn't cause any problem. In India,
You're not born into it here.
Right, exactly.
You're born, but you're not born there.
Right, like caste, like you are born into that, you know?
Yeah.
You are born here. Yeah, that's very good, yeah. So here, people are very educated. And generally speaking, people can read, people can write. There's a majority of people cannot read, cannot write. You know, like my parents, they cannot read, they cannot write. You know, they have to go somewhere else to write, you know. So anyway, there's a good news here, you know. People have, you know, like caste system. So, but there's a temporary benefit of practicing patience, you know. If the caste system is so important that wherever place you are going to be born, in that place, if the caste system is very important, you'll have higher caste. You'll be born in higher caste. Victor. Kunji yidowa means whoever look at you, everybody kind of likes, you know. Kunji yidowa. So, turijis, fuzusowa, pache, sovalijus. These are all the results of practicing patience. Look at the dog. If there's some dogs very angry, they like kind of like cranky. Not just very cranky, you know. Anybody goes close, people don't like that, you know. Some dogs, that's like kind of like very charming dog, go everywhere. Even the dog, people like that, you know. So that even though you see anger in the animal realms, people don't, you know, appreciate that. People don't appreciate that. Even though in the animal realms, some animals are very angry, people are afraid to go close and end up with no friends, no? The animal, the human realms, you know, same. So chapter number 6. Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6. There's dense information how to handle anger, how to practice patience. Shantideva did thorough analysis how to practice patience, because that chapter has more page, because anger is the most destructive emotion, that's why. all the chapter, other chapter has no less page. The chapter number 6 has a lot of page. You read that and you'll get great benefit. Oh. The book is already written. How many centuries ago, probably? You remember?
I think 8th century.
8th century. The book is already written in the 8th century. We are in 21st century. Oh, many, many centuries ago. So it's not just, here we are studying. So this study is for put into practice. Oh, okay. Then the devo it's very obvious. If you be nice to someone else, that person will be nice, generally speaking. Whenever you travel, if you be kind of mean to the driver of the order temple. Three wheel, called the rickshaw. That three wheel, same the restaurant, the waiters. If you've been kind of bossy, aggressive, nobody appreciate nobody. Whether they are Buddhist, not Buddhist, not even animal don't appreciate if you be more aggressive. If you be kind, say something nice, and people appreciate it. But everybody likes to hear something good. Everybody likes to be, if somebody smiles, the people enjoy it. If somebody's kind of angry all the time, people don't enjoy that, It's not just about religion, it's day-to-day life. There's a temporary benefit. Okay, the devu zove sanji jiku tsembe jeba tawe chobi jeba. Ultimate result is enlightenment. Oh. Tona midimba meba tena shibetulu jus. Tona midimba meba. So, when you see there's nothing wrong, that means you like to see, That's also ultimate result of practice patience. So, when yamle mena jasiji choba labo je tachime tabe. Without practice of patience, without practicing patience, it's impossible to complete the practice of profession. It's impossible. Kundunyimi. Now the downside of anger, drawback of anger, kundunyimi, kondo tabi, ondo sona nedan during jukchi. So, if you get kondo tabo, it's not just anger, really, really strong anger. Really strong anger, Ye shedanje tubi, So angry, then end up seeing everything's kind of red. All the ground and everything, that anger, So strong anger. Kondo tabi ondo suna ne da denju chiso, ne, then easy to catch disease, sicknesses or disease, all kind of disease, sicknesses. It invites all kind of disease, sicknesses if you are really, really angry. Obstacle, all kind of obstacle will occur. Then you just grab that glass and you just throw on the ground. When you overcome anger, then you feel kind of sorry, this you broke one of your best glass. But you feel that probably helped. So then people when you hit your toe into,
stub your toe
there, then you kind of curse and say, "All bad, that poor thing has no ear, can hear." But you think that somehow it's helped, because we do rely on anger. When you stay, there's nobody there, just accidentally hit your anger, so angry, then you kind of hit it again. you hit it again and you say all kind of words. The poor world has no ability to hear. Life is going to be short. So now nyambo jewas. Not able to think something good, something positive. Chini nyawatu waso. If something goes on life after this, it's more like it's not going to be good one. Sabwa chanju je semu nyambo jewas. Especially, this is Mayana teaching, especially if you have bodhicitta, if you are bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta or active bodhicitta, if you are bodhicitta, I'm thinking about the well-being of all living beings, that mind will get deteriorated because of the anger. Especially, kongri ondo sona jasi jachoba lo vishimi wa jiros. If your life is controlled by anger, then there's no possibility to practice, you know, those Buddhist or deed or six professions. There's no ground for that. There's no ground for the practice of six professions. Oh. Su tedala stande. No, this is just some example. Su tedala stande sova gombani. Su tedala stande sova gombani. Based on those understanding, then need to practice patience. Oh. Sanjiya gombani dhubala memri jusosu stande. Jusosu stande. Oh. Toshu chenbiyen gwanya kamsun je simje tamje no desu duwa. Kamsun chegu malu church desu, now desu here, you know, in here. Kwanda. If you are looking at the books, there's like stanza number LC 103.
Yeah.
Page number 157, no? Kamsum tigum malu churchu de shishi, tsangtu, dishi soji, midunile, pembatuji serepajinsu pachinsu. Kamsum tigum malu churchu. Not just one person, not just one person, like all the beings from three realms. No, all the beings from three realms. No? Kamsum tigum malu shishi, tsangtu, dishi soji, midunile, serepajinsu pachinsu. No? So please keep in your mind, there's no practice like patience. Therefore, it's difficult. It's not easy. It's difficult. There's no practice like patience. That's the reason why it said that. Suvata vikato meso. Because it's difficult, it's not easy. No? Once you practice that, you get great benefit. Huh? You know, when you go to the airport, now because of the weather, just everything gets delayed, you know, then some people, they are going out of their mind, screaming, the yelling, that, people, they give ticket, what do you call? Yeah, they're really angry, like, oh, like that, look, shouting, screaming, like, everybody's like, a little bit moving, slow, back, you know, backing up. The person in that desk is not happy. There's nothing much they can do. Oh. If you sit behind quietly, more likely they come to you, they will help you. They will help you. Because you have same problem. You're just waiting there, saying nothing, just sitting there. And they notice that, you know, you have same problems. They come to you and they help you. Oh. And people, you know, and they all like, you know, this is like, of course, you know, when you get angry, other people see. So most of the time, that, you know, it's amazing. How, like, anger damage, you know, people is amazing. You know, when you see that, and you learn lesson, okay, can make, like, reaffirm yourself, you know, don't want to be in that position, you know, that doesn't look good. Doesn't sound good, no screaming, and then unfortunate. So therefore we need to train our mind, we need to think about benefit of patient daily basis, not just, you know, once a while. Small things, we make very big deals, small things, it really doesn't matter. We need to think how we are losing our peace of mind. We need to think about it. How we are losing our peace of mind. How we are losing our mental happiness. Small things we exaggerate, we make very big. Reality is not that, it's not that important at all. It's not that important. Let's go. So can you read the line? Can you read the line?
I'm sorry, I guess
the
line?
The patience, in English.
LC 103?
Yes, please.
Should even all the beings of the three realms, without exception, become angry at me, humiliate, criticize, threaten, or even kill me, I seek your blessings not to be agitated, but to complete the perfection of patience that works for their benefit in response to their harm.
Buddhists, though, are way of practicing patience. You know, don't think, okay, right now it's almost, it seems like impossible. But it is very possible, but you know, process. Not right away, process. Oh. So, if you're able to do that, there's no way you can lose your peace of mind. There's no way. No way. Then, need to develop like the heart power, the will power to practice patience because of all the benefit that you receive. Oh, all the benefit that you receive practicing patience, okay? What we need to do is practice loving kindness, compassion, equal towards all living beings. So, chanju dubala, toju manyamba chena. So, if we manage to do that, so then life will be happy no matter where you live. If you live in the cave, middle of nowhere, facility wise, you have nothing. Mental happiness. Yeah, full mental health, in Dharamsala, on the mountains, there's a lot of people, they dedicate their life, rest of their life, for meditation. When you go to visit them, in a cave, they have nothing. So mentally, they are very happy, people. hippies. Are they happy? Are they happy people? Hippie, are they happy people? Generally speaking. Not every one of them, of course, no. Not every one of human beings are happy people. But hippie, no. They look happy. Yeah, so. I met few of them back in the monastery during seventies, when I was a young boy there, with the guitar, long hair, with the guitar, kind of like slow, and looks like a little bit drunk, but they're not drunk, and always singing some song, and so anyway, so you feel the, how is it? Energy, you feel energy. If somebody's very violent, you feel energy. So, it's important to remember that what Shanti was a Shedang Sumusem Chandas. Anger is like pain. If you harbor that pain, you have pain now. You have pain. You are not well. You are not well because you have pain. This is very important to remember, There's no mental peace. There's no mental happiness. If you are president, if you are monk, if you are nun, if you are billionaire, if you are most powerful person on earth, you have no happiness. You have no mental happiness. Equal. Mm. be able to share downstream. That stanza, you know, is that's one way to train your mind verbally. Training your mind means you repeat certain words. Share downstream. You are telling yourself. You know, anger is pain. You understand that? You tell yourself, you understand that? Oh. When you get angry, don't say that you are in pain because that you are in pain. Don't complain because you are angry. Shedan, you tell yourself, Shedan Sumu Sem Chanas. If you harbor that pain, you will not experience any mental happiness. Oh. No physical comfort, no mental comfort, not able to sleep. That's caused by your anger. Oh, so see, oh. So, just saying the word when you drive around, when you say the word, at least you are aware of anger. It's not like anger will just pop up like popcorn, like, you know, like, no, it's not going to be, it's not going to bust like, it's not going to be a bust. How is it? It doesn't come right away because you are aware, because you are saying this word, you are telling yourself, oh, anger is pain, don't harbor that pain. You will have no mental happiness. No, that it helps. It helps. No, it helps. Oh, it helps. Oh yeah. This is the being mindful. Actually, being mindful. Being mindful. Oh, being mindful. Oh, mindful of the drawback of anger. Being mindful of benefit of patience. Being mindful. Oh, is this really important? To sacrifice my peace of mind? Maybe it's not. Maybe we should not say anything. You know, it's not that big deal. Just let it go. So, every day what? Throughout the day, every day, how we lose our peace of mind, every day throughout the day, just be mindful. Like, it has, we need to be consistent, you know, once a while, that's not enough, so we need to be more mindful throughout the day. Prime Minister, so we have to build our heart power, willpower to practice patience. It's so important to keep my life calm, peaceful. Benefit my health is so important, so I didn't know. So, target with skillful method, with skillful way of practicing patience. Target is too shila tene, you don't check your la. So, tears from the rangi luzo long jula, never cheva, jijunya tedala dida sometimes. Pena rangi, magi mushi yova te, dunjila de. That's just example here. Spirit harm. You know, sometimes there's no people, the harm is do caused by spirit, you know, so then people go out of their mind, they do all kinds of, you know, crazy things, you know. So here in the West Power you say when people go out of their mind, mentally crazy, you know. So then, like, say, we say, Tourette. How do you say?
Tourette.
Yeah.
Tourette's.
Yeah, with an S on it. Yeah. Tourette's. Tourette's. It sounds like more than 100 rats. Tourette's. See, sometimes people... People can't look, you know, so some people have tourists in their speech, they cross, you know, and people, and once they find out that person has disease, so they feel bad. Huh? So then you are thinking maybe, then you are maybe wishing something good, or maybe thinking maybe to how to help. No, naturally humans, we are, you know, like, We sympathize with the people who go through problems. We sympathize. It's not like naturally we are evil beings. No, no. So there's no hope. No. Naturally, what we talk, Buddha nature, you know, everybody has equal opportunity to become enlightened. Our nature of mind is pure, you know. But it's like obscured by all this, like disturbing thoughts. No, fundamentally, it's good. Fundamentally, is like good, good human, good fundamentally, you know, good. So like that, you know, if you see, you know, some of the people who like, once you find out that they have some kind of disease, you sympathize with them. You know, you don't focus on what they say, what they do, what they break. No, so you sympathize with them because that. Say, for example, somebody who has like dementia, that never remember, and then accusing you all kinds of things, you know, the things you didn't do, could be your mother. So you sympathize with that because you know that he or she has problems, no problems, you know, like that. So, similarly, everybody has problems. Problem with anger, problem with jealousy, problem with pride, problem with... unless you are enlightened or unless you are fully liberated. Till then, yeah, of course, we do get angry, you know, we are not free from disturbing thought. So, it's like everybody has no, like, sorry to say, everybody has disease. Maybe you could say, no, like, drop out just, you know, 100 rats, no, 2 rats, 100 rats, running around everywhere. See, that's the ground bodhisattva, that's how they develop compassion equally, because they see everybody has problems, so, including myself, we all have problems, so. Because they are poisoned by their, what they see, somebody get angry, they don't respond with hate, anger, because they're scared, see, or that person is like completely poisoned by, you know, disturbing thought. They sympathize with that, they sympathize. To be nimotasis, enlightened beings see the disturbing thought is a problem, not as a person. Person is not a problem. That disturbing thought, that's a big problem, not just problem. It's a big problem. So they sympathize, you know. Today, nimotan, they're concerned, you know. So, enlightened beings see their disturbing thought as a problem, not as a person. Person is not a problem. The person, you know, can be kind, loving, compassionate. If you train that person, that person has the ability to become kind, compassionate, loving. You know? And unfortunately, due to certain circumstances, you know, so that person is saying, you know. So, like that, if your grandmother is acting very kind of like aggressive, breaking things, because she is going out of her mind, if you know that, then you sympathize. You know, you sympathize and you're thinking maybe how to help exactly the same. The bodhisattva, all enlightened beings, no matter how rude we become towards them, it doesn't bother their mind. So they sympathize with us. They know that we are completely destroyed by disturbing thoughts, they sympathize with that, no? They sympathize with that. Oh. They're just examples they use here, okay? Yeah, so when people go out with their mind, they do all kinds of things. So, did you ever met one? You met one? Mentally crazy? No? Huh? You met one? No. So we have in one in the monastery. So, so you know, there in monastery, all the windows open all the time because there's no heat, there's no air condition. You don't close. It's open, especially in the summertime. There's one monk, you know, he pee in the glass, the bottle. Then he just walk by your window and he has like a piece of grass and just dip in there and he just throw in your window. Like I said, that's a blessing. It's his pee, you know, it's his pee. But usually nobody gets upset because everyone knows he's crazy. You know. so my neighbor. So, and yeah, so who knows, maybe he's acting as a, who knows, but we can't judge. But he appeared as a crazy, but no, in reality, who knows, you know. Who knows, maybe he's not really crazy then. Maybe we are crazy, seeing him crazy, so who knows. Huh? But anyway, every morning he walks by and he's saying something, some word, and he's, all of a sudden you're reading books or memorizing something. All of a sudden, then smells very bad pee. Then he walks by like Ombu. In his mind, it's like blessing, who knows. Huh? like that. Then you know, instead of getting angry, you sympathize, you feel sorry that thinking maybe how to help, you know, so they're like that. Everybody has problems, so it's not a problem. So, President has problems. Newborn child has problems. Billionaire has problems. Beggar has problems. Everybody has problems. So there is foundation for universal compassion, loving kindness. There's foundation. So it's not how you dress, what kind of position you hold, how you look. You know, like, fundamentally, everybody has problems. So need to liberate. Oh, problem with the anger, all the disturbing thought. You know. Then, so instead of getting angry, so you have more compassion towards that beings. You know that beings kind of sick. You have more compassion. You're thinking how to help. That same mentality needs to apply for everybody. Everybody has problems. Oh, pain. Everybody has pain. Tāpa nīngyēchini māgyē mūjē tāp kāngi nū dīlē tāpa nū nyāngdū tāpa sōvā chēpā. That's what we do. As a human, we sympathize, we feel sorry. We're trying to do something, how to help. We try to find all kinds of ways to help the problem. Similar mentality applies to everybody. Tata rāla nēche tu nāwa simjīn din namja rāngi māgāśa dāyāsā. Māgīn din nam nyūmū bī dūñcī lāb dūñ rāwa mē bā chūngī di chē bā lā dā kundu chī tu kālā rūsā. Because their life is so much controlled by disturbing thought. So therefore, instead of getting angry, so we need to show compassion, loving kindness, and think how to help. Da kondo che to kalarum so. I should not get angry because they have all that's no problem. I see problems very clearly, you know, they are like not physically sick, but they are kind of like, you know, sick. And how about ninjin nesu do this, you know. Tab kangi magi dina nyumu be de dile parwa chaanyandu pembo dhita tala de girls. We have to put effort how to help those beings. So that includes when you see somebody's getting very angry, that person basically, from the spiritual point of view, that person is very sick. You know? Screaming because there's pain. That's why screaming, shouting, yelling, breaking things, because there's unbearable pain the person's hovering. God needs to think on a daily basis, not just once in a while, no daily basis. I'm a ninja. So, this is all good things. You know, when you have compassion, there's good things. Your life is going to be much better off when you have compassion, when you have loving kindness, when you have respect. You know, your life is going to be much better when you have resentment, anger, jealousy, pride. Life is going to be, you know, like not going to be good, no matter whether you're American, Tibetan, monks, nuns, you know, pope, like cardinal or whatever, you know, your life is not going to be better. Magita nyumu be dhinle thayi phiririnti. Yang di dhagi dhala nyoba chebe dunga ve, dunga juwa di dhagi meji lenge nab seba juhi. So, as I said, we need to have deeper understanding of causality or karma, you know, why things happening. There's reason why things happen. There's reason. It's not just nobody wish something, you know, difficulties, some kind of problems. Then why it's happening? It's happening because of there's some reason, you know. Why it's not happening equally for everybody? There's reason. Why it's happening here, not there? Oh. No, we have all kind of different kind of problems. The problem that you have here, probably they don't have in like some part of Nepal, they don't have problems, you know. So like some form of stress that you have in this country, and they don't have that stress, you know. They don't have to deal with the stress of traffic, stress caused by traffic. They are free from that because they have no traffic. So, stress caused by a lot of bills. They don't have lost bills. They are free from that, you know. But they have their own stress. stress, you know, to gather the animals and not able to find them, you know, like when miles and miles away, you know, you can't see them. That's a different stress. But you don't have that stress. You don't have to look for animals. What kind of... There's a reason why it's happening. There's a reason because you have animals, that's why you look for them. If you don't have animals, you don't have to look for them. Then all the stress that's caused by that, you are free from that because you don't have animals. So they don't have traffic. You know, they don't have traffic, therefore they don't drive. Nobody drives. Everybody drives on their feet. You know? So that's traffic is much easier. You can go forward, backward, sideward. Everything has reason. Why it's having reason? So please, if you are interested about how to deal with anger, please read chapter number 6, the Guide to Buddhism of Our Life. Chapter number 6, read that, and there's a dense information. So, you know, much, much better than what I say. You know? Yeah, so you read that, you will greatly benefit. Then, lava nyingin is a dove, tap kangi mage dina nyimumbe dendili, tawadimiro. Yang di dagi dala neva chibi dunga ju, dagi nguji lenam seba ju jinsa. Neva dan dunga, di da seba chibi dagi chanju ju so nyu du zoba ju yana, tendu dagi didi juwa da so zoba tadu ju du vesu. Oh, this is difficult, you know, it's not easy, it's all difficult. I'm not going to say it's easy, then that's a lie, it's not easy. You say, oh, Gisela said, today, you know, practicing patience is so easy. That's not true. It's not true, you know. It's not true. It is, we can practice patience, even though it's hard, we can practice. That's what I can say, you know, we can practice patience. Little by little. Certain things, if you live with someone else, or certain things that really bothers you, then you kind of watch, be mindful. Next time, it really doesn't bother much, you know. It used to bother so much, and it used to take all your mental happiness, you know. So, doing something, your roommate or doing something, or your husband or wife doing something, they really bothers your mind, then you be mindful. Next time, it's not that big deal. That means you progress. No, you progress. Oh. No, stress. I have like persimmon tree. Persimmon tree. Every year the persimmon tree produces hundreds of fruits. Cause some degree of stress. If I don't have persimmon tree, I have no stress. So stress caused by mainly caused by squirrels. Squirrels. See, so... Yeah, so not easy. Like when I see the squirrel jumping on the tree, I don't think, wow, that's great that you are eating one of my fruit. I'm very, very happy. Don't think like that. No. If I think like that, I will win. I will definitely win. But I don't think like that. I'm thinking, why you are there? No, so didn't I give you some food on the ground? Why are you bothering my tree? And sometimes, you know, we chase them so we can catch them because they are much faster than us. So then sometimes they already had the food in their mouth. So you chase them and sometimes they drop, sometimes you can, you know, then what you do, in my experience, then you grab the horse. Then you just water, chase with the water. All of a sudden you get wet. Then you get angry against the horse. That's like, because you get wet because you use water. That's why you get wet. So they chase, you cannot chase, you know. So it's all this process. That's like how we lose our happiness. The whole start begin with something that we are not being mindful, and we just go with that, and we kind of like, follow through, you know. So then sometimes they drop this fruit. You can eat it. You cannot eat. And if you're worried there's some, maybe some kind of germs, you cannot eat. Squirrel cannot eat. It's just sitting there. What does good that they do? Nothing. Really nothing. The fruit is not going to go back to the tree. It's all out. It's all down. See, lot of mistake we all make. No? But we can't give up. We cannot give up. I fail, I'm not going to practice. Then, no, you have to continue, we have to continue. Then, you know, sometimes, you know, it's very interesting, you know, so that's just my experience. As I said, everybody has problems. You know. One time I'm reciting mantras, you know, I'm reciting compassion mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, for all welfare, all living beings. So in downstairs, you know, glass door, all of a sudden, I saw one squirrel, and I saw the trees moving. I'm saying prayer for welfare of all living beings. That's what I'm doing. Most of the time, practice is just here. It's not here. It's just here. There's no connection. No? It's a mumbling word. Trees moving, and I saw a squirrel there. I know what it's going to do. That day I did a pretty good job. I just stood there and rethink. You know, so that day I didn't chase the squirrel. That's progress. I did not chase the squirrel. I did not open the door. I just looked through the glass. And I'm seeing myself, not the squirrel. I'm seeing what's going to happen now. I have experience. I said, been there, done that. So I just kind of froze with my mala and just then I changed my mind and I just said, and at that moment I said, okay, eat whatever you can eat, just eat, you know, so, and then of course, he's not going to eat. He's not going to start a shop. He's not going to start a shop to sell all the my present fruit. So he just, you know, so that day I caught myself to be mindful, you know, it's not going to be good. It doesn't benefit, you know, anybody. So then I say, oh, you know, sometimes, you know, not all the time is difficult. So therefore, need to be consistent. Every day need to be mindful to be consistent. You know, it's not easy. Oh. So, one time this one squirrel, he's like, jaw is kind of like very much swollen, it's kind of red. See, as a human, then we sympathize. When we see some problem, we kind of forgot, you know. We kind of sympathize. I'm really thinking how to help the squirrel. Every day I'm watching the squirrel. And I even asked now Richard Porter, he's already passed. I asked him, what is that? And he said, there's some kind of like worm. You know, so then it's like, it's eating, like, it's really swelling. So I'm not thinking about what he's eating, what he's doing, but I just want to see that, is he still around, you know, is he alive? So like that, you know, as a human, we sympathize, when there's some problem, we sympathize. Being mindful helps, you know. So the progress is going to be gradual. The progress is going to be very gradual, little by little. Shouldn't expect, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be free from anger. No, that's not going to happen. Slowly. Then you become better and better. Need to be mindful. And sometimes, you know, it's hard, you know. Therefore, they said there's no destructive emotion like anger. That means it's among those all kinds of disturbing thoughts, anger is the most destructive. Easy to arise. Oh, please read chapter number 6. Okay, chapter number 6. And read and think throughout the day, think. And maybe pick up one stanza that really touches your mind and think about that, you know. Stanza when you're walking around, driving, you know. Think about that and you get benefit, okay? Yeah, so with that, so then I will probably finish the talking about patience. So then, Jimba Sutim Shoba. So next Wednesday, joyful effort. Okay, next Wednesday, joyful effort. So we are going through this quite slowly. I think it's very important. You know? There's many opportunities every day to practice patience. So please, if you are interested, so then read the chapter number 6. Okay.
In the gold prayer book, turn to page 235. General dedication prayers. Geladi.
Jesus, I'm sure I do know.
And 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers.
Gandhi Rawe Kole Shinkangi Pamadawa Mane Yove Nyana Zuwa Nyana Yatsoi Shara Zanya Mano Nyana Jonu Iena Rawa Shotu Awa Mane Zembara Zopa
Thank you. Wonderful.